Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, morning show, and weather seems to be top of mind for a lot of people after we started the weekend on Friday with drenching rain, some flooding issues, some of those pretty substantial. Then we went through more rain Saturday, especially in the morning, then yesterday off and on, and a tornado warning. Let's check in with meteorologist Jason Frazier of the National Weather Service. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. So I know it depends where you were Friday, but let's dial back then. How much rain, or what was the most rain that any one area got?
I believe the highest rainfall amount we saw was about just under 4 inches, I think 3.96 inches in the western portion of Westmoreland County. So there are definitely some areas that absolutely got drenched. We saw flooding, and unfortunately some businesses and some evacuations occurred because of that. But fortunately it didn't last too long. But that was a concern definitely going into the showers and thunderstorms that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, the flash flood warnings that took place on Friday. Then, as I mentioned, we had more rain yesterday. Do we have confirmation of the tornado that was a warning issued by your office?
Yeah, so at this time, we have not heard of any sort of damage or any sight of a tornado. We'll be working with emergency managers to kind of further investigate that. It was a situation where a couple storms kind of collided that may have created a quick spin-up tornado. There's potential, but at this time, there is no confirmed tornado, and that's a good thing. We'd rather have no confirmed tornado, no damage, and just let these warnings be just kind of a reminder that, hey, there's always that potential when we see these storms interact in the right ways, and it's going to be something we're going to be looking out for here this afternoon and evening.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar, and Jason, I'm seeing that the line of thunderstorms is really at the western part of Ohio right now. The bulk of the heaviest stuff is just north and west of Dayton and moving northeast. So we're going to get hit by this at some point, right?
Yeah, we're going to see further development of that line. It'll kind of maybe impact more portions of northwest PA first, and we'll see a gradual progression towards the southeast. So in the Allegheny County area, we're looking at it arriving somewhere in the 4 to 7 p.m. time frame. You know, people need to be prepared a little bit before or after just in case they go faster or slower. And if we get the right conditions, the environment is favorable for these storms to be potentially severe with damaging wind the most likely impact, but we can't rule out things like tornadoes, hail, or flash flooding. But the fortunate thing is we think these storms are going to move quick enough that they won't sit in any one location too long to lead to those flash flooding issues.
All right, that said, I don't have to tell you what a big week this is with the 125th U.S. Open at Oakmont. Kind of walk us through the week. I see midweek, it's summer-like and dry for a good portion of it.
Yeah, so that's kind of been the thing we've been looking at our office is that, hey, once we get the stuff through here tonight, we actually get high pressure building the region. High pressure usually means clear skies and dry weather, so we'll be dry and more seasonable for Wednesday and much of the day Thursday, but then we might get back into an active pattern as we get to Friday afternoon into the weekend. Though there's a lot of variability in that because it's kind of the summertime convection, and what happens the previous day might dictate what happens the next day. But for those who are maybe going outside for some of those events here this weekend, just continue to monitor the latest forecast and be aware that there is potential that we'll be dealing with periods of showers and thunderstorms Friday evening through Sunday.
But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday look dry, so we'll start there and see what develops. Appreciate the update. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.